You are tuned to The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. Hotel workers and grocery store workers are among the latest group that will be allowed to sign up to get vaccines. They are part of Group 1C that includes essential workers not previously covered, as well as those seniors 65 and above and other high-risk people with chronic diseases. We talked to Hilton Rathel, head of the Healthcare Association of Hawaii, who cautioned it may take a while to get to everyone who wants a vaccine because it still depends on the supply. He breaks down this latest announcement.
There's actually three groups of individuals in Phase 1C. So the first group is actually 65 people aged 65 to 74. Now, Department of Health, as we all know, has already opened up for 70 to 74-year-olds. So many of those have already gotten their shots or literally getting them this week. So, the three groups in Phase 1C are 65 to 74-year-olds, the rest of the essential frontline workers, and individuals. The third group is individuals between 16 and 65 with high-risk medical conditions. Now, there are approximately 340,000 individuals in the state of Hawaii that meet that category, or meet the conditions for that category of high-risk medical conditions between 16 and 64, because that includes everything from smoking, obesity, hypertension, cancer, lung transplant, etc. There's no way that we can vaccinate all of those individuals, you know, in the next few weeks. The Department of Health is working on some messaging, which will be out, and we have been working with them on this messaging as an association. There are three groups of individuals in that high-risk medical condition who will be able to start getting their vaccine starting next week. Those three groups of individuals are people who are on dialysis with end-stage renal disease, people who are on supplemental oxygen for either lung disease or cardiovascular disease, and individuals who are receiving chemotherapy or some other type of therapy through an infusion center. So if anyone between 16 and 65 meets one of those three criteria, they will be able to start getting vaccinated starting Monday of next week, along with the 65 to 69-year-olds, and along with the rest of the frontline essential workers. Now, to your question about is enough a vaccine to do all of those, it is going to take a number of weeks to get through that group or those three groups of individuals. The vaccine supply is increasing. We will be vaccinating people as quickly as we can, but it will still take a number of weeks to get through that category before we can move on to other categories.
Because this is such a large group, I mean, are we going to, like, crash the system, crash the website?
The group of 65 to 70 is, I believe, about 120,000 roughly. So that's about 2 weeks' worth of shots right now for just to do that group. Then you've got the rest of the frontline essential workers. I'm not sure exactly how many are in that group. And then you've got those people with high-risk conditions who do meet that criteria that we talked about. So it will take, again, a number of weeks to get through, which means that it will be challenging for the first couple of weeks. People are literally have started calling right now, so they're already hitting our hospitals and these other vaccination sites. So we're hoping that our systems don't crash. But the goal was to be able to open it up so that we can fill up as many slots as possible. And, of course, this will max out all available slots for a number of weeks.
There are different types of vaccines. And I know, I think I saw you had mentioned that there would be information on the website. And if you wanted the Johnson & Johnson, you would just go to whatever location that was offering that. So is that going to be doable with this large group?
Well, Hawaii got 11,900 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine last week. 6,000 of those doses were distributed to the neighbor islands, 2,000 each to Kauai, Maui, and the Big Island, and 5,900 doses were kept on Oahu. That is all the Johnson & Johnson vaccine we have at this point in time. We are not getting any this week, and we do not anticipate getting any next week. So right now, we have a very limited supply of Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Primarily, we have Pfizer and Moderna. Now, those vaccines are available. The hospitals generally are using Pfizer vaccine. the community health centers, Department of Health, district health offices, the pharmacies, they are using Moderna. So depending on where you go right now or where you get your vaccine from as to which vaccine you can get. So later this month, there will be some sites where you will be able to choose which vaccine you can get. And the way that's going to work is that some sites will have the Moderna vaccine perhaps 3 days a week, and then they'll use a Pfizer vaccine for the remaining 3 days a week because they're open 6 days a week. So you can choose which vaccine you get by which day you go and get yourself vaccinated. Now, Johnson & Johnson, we got the 11,900 doses. We're not getting any this week. We're not getting any next week. We don't know yet how much we're going to get by the end of the month. And because we don't know how much we're going to get yet, we don't know how we're going to allocate that. As soon as we get visibility about how many doses we are going to get, we'll be able to figure out where to send it. But there will be available in a number of different sites across all the islands. And so by the end of this month, many people will have a choice of which vaccine they choose to get by depending on which site they go to. And that is good news because there are a lot of people, for example, who are interested in the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because it's only one shot. They only have to make one appointment. They don't have to worry about, you know, well, I have to make a second appointment. Can I make the second appointment? Is there going to be a dose for me when I get the second appointment? So there is a high level of interest in the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is very good because all of these vaccines are very, very effective, highly effective, especially against serious illness and death, and they are all very, very safe.
I did talk to someone who has a condition, I think, that requires an EpiPen, and I think this person was advised by the doctor we should probably get Johnson & Johnson to be less chance for a reaction. But what should people do if they had allergies to something?
If anyone has any concerns about allergies or does have a history of allergies, we would recommend that they go to one of the hospital vaccination pods because all of the hospital vaccination pods have emergency services immediately available. Now, no matter where you go, even the pop-up clinics, they all have medical personnel available. However, if you were to go to a community pop-up clinic and someone were to have a serious reaction, that individual may need to be transported to a hospital, whereas if you go to a hospital site, that care is available even more immediately. But we do ensure that every single site that is administering the vaccine does have emergency services personnel, clinical personnel available on site. You know, if you were to go to Pier 2 or the Blaisdell, for example, there are doctors and nurses on site with the equipment, with the EpiPens, and they can take care of anything that does happen. Now, fortunately, the incidents both in Hawaii and across the country of strong reactions to the vaccines is extremely low. And there are literally tens of millions of doses of these vaccines that have been given across the U.S. And in Hawaii, we're very, very fortunate to have had nothing that's really substantial in terms of reaction. We've had a couple of people who may have fainted, for example. You know, they're anxious, they're concerned. You know, so I'm not saying we haven't had any reactions, but we have not had any very, very serious reactions in the state of Hawaii to date from almost 500,000 people who have received at least one dose, because we're just a few days away from having almost 500,000 doses administered already in the state of Hawaii. We're very, very pleased with the number of individuals who are seeking the vaccine. The fact that so many want to get it is a very, very good thing because we believe that it's a very, very safe vaccine. We know it's a very, very safe vaccine. We know that we need to get as many people vaccinated as possible so we can get back to whatever the new normal is going to be. In our nursing homes, for example, we have a number of nursing homes, about six, I believe, that had 100% of the residents vaccinated. The statewide average is 90%+ in terms of residents in nursing homes. The statewide average for staff being vaccinated in nursing homes is over 80% and going even higher because there are additional staff in the nursing homes getting vaccinated as well. Got a very high number of our medical personnel across the whole state vaccinated. It's very, very good news. You know, there was a number of people had concerns, which we understand when it first came out. We had some people in our hospitals who initially chose not to get the vaccine, and as they have seen that their friends, their neighbors, their co-workers get the vaccine, the very minimal number of reactions, and as more and more evidence comes out about how safe they are, the number of deaths that are not occurring because of vaccinations in the country, more and more people are saying, okay, well, yeah, it is safe. So our numbers of people in our hospitals, for example, while they may have been, you know, 60, 70% initially in terms of percentage of people getting vaccinated, those numbers are going up all the time. And that's very, very encouraging that so many people in Hawaii do want to get vaccinated.
And the allocation state by state, are we getting less because our numbers are down?
No, it is. We are getting our share. Now, we have the choice every week to whether or not to accept the vaccine that is allocated to us or assigned to the state, and it is done basically on population. And the good news is that the Department of Health are the ones who actually place those orders. They are taking every single dose that is available. So we're getting our share of the allocation. Now, you know, someone may ask, well, how come Alaska, for example, just made an announcement that anyone 16 and above in Alaska can get vaccinated, which is much further along than Hawaii. Well, the reason for that is that about 25% of the population of Alaska are native Alaskans. And so the native Alaskans had a whole separate stream of vaccine. In other words, there was a separate supply for all the native Alaskans than there was for the rest of the population in Alaska, the non-native Alaskans. And so because all those native Alaskans were vaccinated very early on, because they got all the vaccine they needed, only 75% of the population was left for the whole state allocation coming through the federal government. So bottom line is Alaska per capita got a much higher allocation than what Hawaii or other states has because of the native Alaskans and that separate supply. Just like in Hawaii, the Army, for example, they have a separate allocation. So anyone in the armed services in Hawaii, they don't get the allocation from the Department of Health. They get it directly from the federal government. So that has helped us a little bit as well, because we have a significant number of military personnel in the state and dependents. So that means there's less people that are non-military that need to be vaccinated. So that's one of the reasons we're doing as well as we are here in Hawaii. But we could be vaccinating a lot more people right now than what we are. We're doing about 55, 60,000 doses a week. We could be doing 100 to 110, maybe even 120,000 doses a week if we had the supply. We hope we get to that supply maybe in April, and then we'll be able to get through our population much faster and get everyone vaccinated who chooses to be vaccinated.
That was Hilton Rathel, head of the Healthcare Association of Hawaii. We talked to him yesterday afternoon about the latest on the vaccine rollout.